your game-winning goal right down to your game-winning goal?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of skilled players on the ice in overtime, obviously. And, you know, Connor got a pretty good shot off and hit the post. And I guess kind of regrouped, came back again. And we went the other way and kind of got him on an odd man rush. And Scheif and Wheels made great plays to get it to me and just tried to make a good shot and thankfully went in.
This room was kind of buzzing when we came in. Is there a little more juice to a victory like that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I thought we played a really great first period. And, you know, honestly, in the second period as well, I thought we weren't bad. Just, you know, a couple goals. They're playing good hockey right now as well. So it was a good back and forth game. But, you know, nice to be able to get that one in the third by Scheif. That was a huge goal. And, you know, to find a way to get that win was big, especially because last time they were in here, we all remember what happened. They came back and beat us in overtime. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens on New Year's.
Josh, what's it like to manage a game like that where there are some ebbs and flows and big turns of momentum in the night?
Yeah, that's something that you just have to manage. I think so far this year we've had more of those games than we would have liked to have where, you know, we're giving up a few or scoring a few late to tie it. But at the same time, every time you hop over the boards, you have to just manage the task at hand and stay within yourself, stay within the game, and just keep battling. And I thought we did a good job of that tonight, and I really liked our third period, and it's nice to get rewarded with the win.
Speaking of that third period, you outshot them 17-2, and the majority of play was in their end for that 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had a great first period. Second period, like I said, they got a couple, they kind of pushed back, and you know, we came in here after the second and regrouped and came out really hard. And, you know, our top players were great and found a way to tie it up. And it was big to get that overtime win for sure.
Josh, do you have the green light to go to all open ice in overtime when you guys collect the puck?
I think, you know, there's only obviously three guys. So it's all about puck possession and you know, keeping control of the puck. The last thing you want to do is, you know, chip it in or something like that. I mean, maybe there's a time and a place, but we'd rather control it the entire time. So obviously as a D-man, I think, you know, when you're maybe in a set forecheck or something like that, you'd rather be the third guy back and the one defending the initial rush, the first guy coming up. But after that, it's kind of, you know, everyone's all over the place and moving around, but maybe you try to stay a high man a little bit more just because that's probably what we're better at, and the forwards are probably a little bit better down low, but all's fair game, I guess, once you have control.
You know, the reason I asked was because you had a lot of open ice on the left side. It seemed like you really attacked it all the way up the ice.
Yeah, Connor came down kind of on a one-on-one, and I deflected it and just chipped it up the wall. He swung to his, you know, left side, that corner, and I came up the other side, and Wheels made a good play under pressure, got it to Scheif. And then I kind of just saw the open space and took off. And, you know, when you're playing with those guys, they're going to find you. So that's kind of how I saw it. And it's nice to get that one.